Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, May 15th. A quiet day to finish out the week. And on the week, we had corn and soybeans pretty much staying inside their range of the last several weeks, with wheat breaking out to the downside, with Chicago trading about a nickel below the last couple of weeks' lows. Kansas City really taking the brunt of the selling pressure, finishing down almost 30 cents on the week, taking out some support and following through. Let's take a look at the wheat. We had Chicago July finished down 2 cents, $5.25. So we did trade below $5 again today to $4.97.5, but we're able to close above that psychological support level. We'll see how that plays out next year. We were down 21¾ cents on the week in Chicago and did put in on the charts an outside down week, where we traded above last week's high and then closed below last week's low. So that's a negative signal. We'll have to see if there's any follow-through going into next week. In Kansas City, we had July finish up a half cent at 4.52¼. That's down 27¾ cents on the week. Earlier in the week, on the way down, we took out the April 2nd low of 4.67¾, followed through that past the 200-day moving average at 4.65, and then continued lower there again to finish at 4.52¼. We had an inside week on the charts in the Kansas City last week, took out the low from last week and the previous week, so that's also really a perfect storm of negative technical signals. We'll have to see what kind of follow-through we have starting on Monday. Taking a look at beans, we had July finish up a penny and a half at 8.38½. That's down 12 cents on the week. November finished up a penny and three quarters, 8.45½, down a dime on the week. Soybeans have been trading in about a 20 cent range for the last month, and we finished down at the bottom end of that range on the week here. We did have three sales to the Chinese this week, 198,000, 396,000, and 136,000, totaling 730,000 metric tons, but that lately has been dwarfed by the amount of purchases going south of the equator to Brazil, and makes sense with Brazil in harvest and the dollar making all-time highs, or the Brazilian real making all-time lows against the dollar. Just makes their beans that much cheaper versus the U.S. So we will have to see down the road if Brazil starts reining in some of those exports, if China does in fact turn to the U.S. and start buying beans and follow through on the repeated assurances that they are going to complete that phase one trade deal. Questionable, especially in light of the heightened tensions between the U.S. and China regarding the Chinese response to the coronavirus, which has ravaged the rest of the world here, including China. So we'll have to see how that goes. No per crush out today. A new record for the month of April, 171.75 million bushels, 10 million above the previous April record set in 2018, and 10 million above last year's, which was just about a million below 2018's record. So at least some support on that side of the equation. Taking a look at corn, we had July finish up a penny and three quarters at 3.19¼. That's even on the week. December finished up a quarter cent at 3.32, down 3¾ cents on the week. A bit supportive of the corn this morning was the rally in crude oil. It was up at one point over $2 a barrel, traded as high as $29.92 in that June contract. That's about $23 above that April 21st low. I think it was about $6.50 a barrel in the June contract, obviously well above the negative $40 from the crazy May expiration. So putting a little bit of support there as we saw some increased demand for gasoline as states are opening up. People are starting to drive again. We'll have to see more of that, see if we can get that ethanol situation turned around and get some demand back in corn from the ethanol producers. Corn has been in about a 10-cent range for the last 3 weeks, and again, we're going to have to see some type of bigger news in order to break out of those levels. Keeping a lid on the corn here, some timely rains across some drier parts of Iowa that had just moved in on the radar there on the drought monitor, and also some heavy rains across northern Illinois, maybe a little bit too much, but further down the road, that should help. Outside markets, as I mentioned, crude oil up right now, $2.08 a barrel, $29.64. We've got the stock market up about 40 points on the day. Been a pretty volatile day here with about a 400-point range, obviously all news-driven. And we've got the dollar trading down six ticks, but still above the 100 levels at 144. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.